From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. More than a year after MU moved to end health insurance subsidies for graduate students, federal regulators now say these types of subsidies will be allowed under the Affordable Care Act. MU announced last year it would end the subsidies based on an initial Internal Revenue Service interpretation that said the IRS may charge fines to large employers who offer subsidies to their employees. Last fall, MU initially took away the subsidies, but reinstated them after an outcry from student faculty and staff. Earlier this year, the federal government said it would wait until the 2017-2018 school year to start charging fines. Now, the feds say there is no plan to enforce fines. Joseph Moore is the outreach officer for the Coalition of Graduate Students at MU. He says that this is good news, but there is still a lot more work to be done for graduate student rights.
It's about much more than just insurance. It's about stability and security for graduate student employees, and that includes issues related to housing and childcare and maternity leave course fees and things like that. So it's much, much broader than just insurance.
In the wake of this and other actions toward graduate students last year, grad students voted to unionize this spring. Moore says the Coalition of Graduate Students are still asking MU for recognition of the union as well as a collectively bargained contract. The second phase of Ballpark Village next to Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis will feature a 29-story luxury apartment building along with office, retail, restaurants, and entertainment space. The St. Louis Cardinals announced the $220 million project Tuesday. Missouri says the U.S. Constitution does not guarantee a reporter or anyone else the right to see executions. The state is pressing a federal judge to throw out BuzzFeed News reporter Christopher McDaniel's lawsuit over Missouri's decision to exclude him from witnessing executions. Missouri also says in court documents last week that it has legal immunity from such lawsuits. McDaniels argues that someone volunteers to witness an execution and courts have acknowledged it's unconstitutional to deprive someone from volunteering. In applying to be a witness in January 2014, McDaniels said he wanted to ensure that executions are carried out in a constitutional manner. McDaniel never got a reply. 17 executions have been carried out in the state since. The next scheduled execution is January 31st. Jefferson City residents may see a proposal for a stormwater utility fee on the April 2017 ballot. City Council members met Monday night to discuss possible funding plans to repair the failing stormwater infrastructure and maintain it in the future. After flash floods in August and September, homeowners say they had to spend thousands of dollars on flooded basements and damaged property. Matt Marash, Director of Public Works, says funding could come in the form of a monthly utility bill increase or a sales tax.
It sounds like from the tone of this meeting, the council would like to see something on the ballot. Then, of course, it's up to the whole electorate, not just some people in this room.
Marash says the department's goal is to have more comprehensive stormwater services. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.